Council members, yes.
No, I don't. What was that? Okay, I thought Sharon's online. That's great.
There's Tim. Okay, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum. We're anticipating the counselor, Hadeen, thank you. So we'll give her a minute.
Can you send her a text? What Chase at the council.
Can you do that again?
Yeah. She says she's trying to log in, but it won't.
Thank you, Pat.
It's probably two links, Brian. I got two. So one for the executive and one for
there's two.
All right. We have our counselors online and we're ready to go. I bring to order the City Council meeting on Thursday, September 1st, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. for a special meeting in person and virtual option also. May I get a roll call, please?
Paskey here.
Hadeen here.
And Potter here. And we have new business, police service fee collection processes. Walt, will you give us a briefing on that, please?
Sure. All I can really tell you is that I received a communication from the police chief during the last month, in which he asked me concerning, I think his concern was about collections for the police services fee. He asked if section 3D of the ordinance could be deleted. And that section reads, residential units and non-residential units that are the basis for calculating the police service fee do not in any way create an obligation of the property or premises, and the obligation to pay the police service fee is a personal obligation of the customer responsible for payment of the city utility account. No lien will attach to any premises because of the non-payment of the police service fee. He asked if I could delete that. I think basically believing that for people who weren't paying the police services fee, he wanted that non-payment to become a lien against their property. To assist in the eventual collection of that amount. What I responded back to him with was first a general statement to the effect that the reason that section is in there is to make it clear that the police services fee is not to be treated as a tax, that under the Oregon Constitution, Article 11, Section 11B, a local government service taxes are limited to $10. And you can't circumvent that by means of creating special fees, which then become a lien against real property, because the legislature has essentially treated that as an assessment or a tax. And therefore, these type of special fee ordinances have been upheld by the Supreme Court only where they do not become attached to real property. They are not a lien against real property. They are not a real property tax. They are a fee for service, which is a different animal and is not covered by the constitutional limitation of Measure 5 and Measure 15 as codified in the Oregon Constitution. So that was the general communication I had. I sent the chief a copy of the statement from the Roseburg case involving a storm drainage fee, where the Supreme Court set out this standard back in 1993. I haven't talked to the chief since then, so I don't know. Then I saw that this was on the agenda for tonight. So As I told you, I'm happy to just recount the conversation I had regarding that particular section. The ordinance itself does have some collection provisions in it, and those are in the one of the last sections of the ordinance, which is under section 10, which is entitled delinquency. It says a lease service fee is delinquent if payment in full is not received on or before the due date. The due date is the date when the utility bill is due. Okay, so when the water bill that this is attached to, and I think if I understand it correctly, the police service fee is billed on the water bill, is that right?
Included.
Okay, so the date that the water bill is due is the date that the police service bill is due. It says that if a customer's utility account is delinquent for police service fee only, in other words, if somebody is refusing to pay the police service fee but is paying the utility fees, the city may not discontinue water services billed on that account. However, the city may refuse to restore water service to the premise if the delinquent charges or other costs incurred are not paid. So if somebody has their water cut off, right, and they haven't paid their police service fee and they want their water turned back on, they got to pay both. But you will not, under this ordinance, as it's currently written, you don't deprive people of water service because they haven't paid a police service fee when they have paid their water fee. Okay. So that's the way the ordinance was drafted. And that's pretty consistent with the way these service fees are imposed in most cities. It also has another provision saying delinquent account amounts owing may be collected by all legal means, including but not limited to referral or assignment to a collection agency, which essentially means that you can, if something gets big enough that makes it worthwhile to assign an unpaid fee to a collection agency, you can do that as a city, just like any business could. You could also bring a suit in small claims court. That usually would not be very cost effective, because in your case, the police service fee for an entire year is $60. Am I understanding that right? Well, the filing fees in small claims court are over 100.
Okay.
So it's probably not cost effective to do that for unless a fee hasn't been paid for, say, 5 years. Then it might be cost effective to go after it in small claims court or refer it to collection. But those are collection methods that are available. They're not necessarily very efficient, but they're available. Probably the more significant one is that when you have people not paying their water bill, and if they haven't paid their police service fee, in order to get that water turned back on, you can require the payment of the service fee if it's the same person. Okay.
And that includes the delinquent service fee?
Yes.
So if it's been accumulating over,
it's been accumulating for 2 years and it's $120, and then you turn off their water because they haven't paid their water bill, you can, before you turn the water back on, you can charge that $120. Under the way the ordinance is currently written. Now, because it's a personal debt of the person who owes the utility bill, if that person moves out and a new renter comes in, you can't not turn it on for the new renter who's not personally responsible for the police service fee. Okay. So that's, just bear that in mind. But that's common sense. And there's a very old Oregon case that says that about trying to charge one renter for what another renter didn't pay.
Yeah,
that's the Holmes case from back in the 70s, 50 years ago, that as I recall. So that's basically what I have to say about collection of the police service fee. It's not the best collection process because it's not becoming a lien on real property. But the reason it's not becoming a lien on real property is that the Supreme Court says, thou shalt not make service fees liens against real property. Otherwise, you're going to violate, they're going to become a tax, not a fee. Right. And so thou shalt not do it. And that's why that provision's in your ordinance.
Currently, how many people are not paying their police service fee? Do you know?
I think there's 13.
13. Is it a money issue or?
So that's pretty minor.
I don't believe it's a money issue, no. So 60 times 32.
That'd be the same if the wife's paying the bill and then they swap it over to the husband's name. But the same.
Well, you know, generally those kind of utility bills may be in both names, in which case they both are responsible for it. But if it's only in one person's name, that's the person responsible for it. It's a personal debt under this ordinance. And there's only one fee per utility account. So you're not charging five fees per house if there's five people living there, for instance. So, as it's currently constituted. So, questions?
If the 13 people is accurate and it's 60 a year, that's a little less than $800 a year of potential income for the city's budget that the city is losing out on, $780 a year for those 13
that are choosing not to.
Residents that essentially are choosing not to.
And they're building up an IOU if they ever don't pay their water bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so deleting the Section 3 personal obligation part, you don't recommend doing that?
I would strongly recommend not doing that.
Okay.
And I haven't heard back from the chief. He's not arguing with me about it.
No. So. I did invite him online. I don't see him there, but. Join us?
No.
Okay. All right.
So I don't have anything else to report on that item other than I saw it on the agenda and I figured you would want to know what interaction I had during the month about that particular issue. So
I appreciate it.
But the chief who's not here tonight, he may come back and want to talk about it again.
And welcome to at any point in time. Absolutely.
So it's more informational. You did have a question tonight, and just that I think it's appropriate to talk about. One of the members of the audience commented that the ordinance does require and does require that the city budget reflect an income fund balance or line item so that you can keep track of how much fee income is coming in. That's required by Section 6A of the ordinance, which says that there shall be established a police services fund as a subfund. All revenues imposed and collected shall be deposited in the police services fund. And then there's a separate section that says that monies that are received must be expended for police services. So the budget committee and or ultimately the council is free to take the money out of that revenue account and disperse it into whatever police expense line items that you deem appropriate, but you cannot use it for some other purpose. You can only go from that revenue line item into a police line item as the ordinance is currently written.
Councillor Hedin, Councillor Askew, do you have any questions?
I don't.
No.
Like motion?
You have any questions?
No. Already talked about it.
So, yes, motion would be nice.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I was thinking a motion to do nothing.
Oh,
in relation to the service fee.
Yeah, I don't think you need the motion to do that. There's really nothing proposed at this point.
No, there isn't.
Mayor, I'd like to make a comment, please, or a question, actually, if you don't mind. It's a short one.
Okay, short would be good.
Yeah. According to the ordinance written by the city, the fund for the police department, the $5 police service fee for the police department is going into the general fund currently, and is not a separate account or line item that has been generated.
It's a subfund of the general fund for revenue purposes.
Okay.
So in other words, it should show under your revenue items in the general fund as a police service fund revenue and whatever the projected revenue is. And there should be during the year, there should be an actual versus a projected.
And
that's the accounting that needs to happen under this ordinance.
And the chief can only withdraw from that fund?
No, the chief cannot withdraw from that fund. The budget committee and or the council budgets into other line items as a part of the budget process under Section B. So it's not a slush fund, so to speak.
Nice service.
I don't see how that is being accomplished.
I'm not having been at the budget process, I can't tell you how it's being accomplished either, other than typically what happens is you have a certain revenue funds and then you have expenditure funds. The ordinance says you must use that money to go into certain police line items. And so however that's documented, your auditor ought to be able to track that, okay?
When I look at the budget, I don't heard the.
I started there.
Reports. I mean, it is a line item and they're budgeted for $29,000 a year.
Yeah, that's what Section A requires, that it be budgeted as a sub fund for revenue purposes. So that shows. And then you've got, so it is in the current budget. And then it's up to the whoever is managing the city's finances to be able to show how that money then tracks back into, because the budget committee has a total amount of revenue which it can use for police services, but that $29,000 can only be used for that purpose. It cannot be used for parks.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you,
Rob.
Any execution,
you get like $2,000+ a month, every month it comes in. So you don't get a large amount of revenue until you get to the end of the year. And so how is that dispersed on a monthly basis?
I mean, it's like all revenue funds, they all come in gradually month by month by month, and then you spend them and you balance that out over the course of the year so that you're not overexpending that line item beyond the revenue that you agreed to spend on that amount. Really, the important thing here is that the city's records should be able to track where the $29,000 that's budgeted is budgeted to go into the police end of the police services of the city, be they personnel expense, or be it supplies or uniforms or insurance or equipment. I mean, it's various different line items that $29,000 can be plugged into, but that's part of the budget process. And ultimately, the police budget line items are coming from the general fund, because that's the only source of their money, other than a few grants. I think they would get some grants typically. But then they have this special fund that is a source of $29,000. But it's not actually $29,000 unless it comes in.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the year, you know actually how much it was. Right. And your auditor's going to tell you that, whether you were above or below. And so your financial statements hopefully reflect where that's going. So I, you know, not being familiar with your budgeting documents, I can't tell you how that budget committee did that, where they put it. The chief may know. Were you on the budget committee, chief?
Yeah, we put $25,000 in the police reserve for vehicles.
Well, yeah, I saw that line item.
So that's where the majority of that $25,000 went.
Yes, that's an expenditure item. So that may or may not be spent depending on whether you actually buy the car.
Yeah, and it might just be a reserve fund.
It might be a carryover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rocky.
Is there more than one definition for service fee?
No. What do you mean?
Well, as I understand service fees, people who do business and are charged a service fee have the ability to make a decision on whether or not they choose to continue to do business and be charged the service fee, and of course pay for it because they received service for the service fee or not.
Yes. there is more than one type of service fee based on that definition of service fee. The Supreme Court has recognized service fees as including fees charged for general government services provided and available to all residents of the city. So police protection is assumed under this type of ordinance to be available and that all residents of the city are benefiting from police service. Therefore, a fee can be charged for that, even though you haven't gone out and ordered 3 hours of police service. You follow me? So that's what the Supreme Court has said in the Roseburg case.
Then under the term being used, general, does that mean that, or what you just said, and using the term general, I take that potentially to mean that those monies can be used for anything?
Any police service.
Well, yes. Anything having to do with the police department.
Correct.
Anything.
Anything. Okay. There's no limit in the ordinance on how you would spend that or how that would be distributed. That's a part of the budgeting process. It talks about being allocated based on the budgeting process. So the budget committee makes a proposal, and then ultimately that winds its way back to the council, which adopts an annual budget, and that locks it in for that year, unless you amend the budget, which you can go back and do a supplemental budget and amend it during the course of the year.
Yes. And of course, this proposal was made and information was presented. The definition that I have heard tonight, I did not hear prior.
I can't speak to that.
Definition of service fee?
I'm sorry?
The definition of service fee? What did you hear differently tonight?
I heard tonight what the definition of service fee is.
That was my question. Okay, thank you.
I mean, it's not defined in the ordinance. The term service fee is not a defined term. There are defined terms in the ordinance. A service fee is not one of them. But under Oregon law, generally speaking, as these fees have evolved, there is a body of law that essentially defines them. That's what I was trying to communicate.
Well, if we go back to March when the Chief Graven was asking for this police service fee, he was specifically asking for it for specific items that the police department had to expend personally that they felt they shouldn't have. And that was guns, ammunition, vests, and stuff like that.
Right. I do recall that he provided a kind of a list of necessaries, so to speak.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the police chief doesn't have the authority to allocate money under the city budget, under the local budget law. Right. I mean, the council can do that.
Right.
And so
right.
The budgeting process is where that gets refined into what specific areas.
Because the next month, the council voted to approve the $5 police service fee, and they put it into the general fund of the police department and wrote this ordinance, as you read parts of it. So I'm just wondering why the police chief was asking for one thing and getting something else. that's the biggest question.
Well, I think when you draft the ordinance takes priority over what was in the planning document.
Yeah, clearly. And quite frankly, from year to year, priorities change as to what available other funds are available for. So the police services may be funded out of grants. They may be funded out of general fund tax money. They may be funded out of fines generated by the municipal court. There may be different sources of funds. That there is some money that comes from the state on fines levied by the circuit court for like traffic violations. There's a certain portion of that fine money that comes back in. All those things can be used. And they're all general fund revenue to be allocated based on the budget committee's recommendations and the council's determination. But this is the only place where in the general fund where you have dedicated money. this money can only be used for police, for the general category of police expenses.
Right. Now, how does that differ from the regular $581,000 budget that the police got this year? How does the services differ from the police $5 service fee to the $581,000 budget?
This money, based on this ordinance, can only be used for that purpose. That other money that you're talking about, and I don't know how much of that was tax dollars, but most of that other money can either be spent or not spent on police services. You could spend more on parks or more on planning or more on city hall purposes. How much police service you do or don't have is a function of priorities and policy, which is determined by the process of going through a local budget law process every year, and it can change every year. So that money is not dedicated. The tax dollars that come into the city are not dedicated to police service. They're dedicated to general fund activities, which include police,
right,
but they include other things. And so how that gets prioritized between the different things is really, that's the difference. This $29,000 can't be used for parks, right? It can only be used for the purpose for which it's been charged.
Okay, I just want to make sure, gentlemen, that you have, because you've all asked the same questions-ish, and I just want to make sure that you have an understanding when you leave. So Jay, has your question been answered when you first came in and your highlighted stuff in your document?
No, because I can't find it in the budget. When I look at the monthly budget statement,
he's not finding the expenditure side of it. The ordinance doesn't require that, but he would like to see that. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, we both made it.
I think I'm hearing that, right, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Robbie, that was one thing we were told, that the funds, we would be told what the funds are being spent for. And so.
And you, Rocky, was your question answered this evening?
My question was answered.
Perfect. And you, Robert?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I just want to make sure before you leave, because I'm going to make a motion. Okay.
Walt dug right into it.
Yep. Thank you, Walt. I make a motion. We adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Walt.